Wednesday, many people who are with Hillary Clinton are talking in hushed conversations over cube walls and giving hugs. Some had trouble keeping their focus. Now we hear from a college senior in Richland, Washington. The 23-year-old says she grew up in fear of her mother being deported. Selena Torres Medrano spoke with correspondent Anna King.
My name is Selena Torres Medrano, and I am a student here at WSU Tri-Cities. I also work in the financial aid office. It's just hard. It's impossible to move on and to not be upset about this. It's about putting down the minorities in this country. It's women and gays and undocumented people, Muslims. It is personal. It's people's, it's who they are. It's who we are.
My friends who are teachers who have a lot of Hispanic students are lost. They don't know what to tell their kids because they're showing up and they're scared, and the fear is just so overwhelming. And they're trying to reassure them, but they know that it's bigger than them. Two of my friends just got accepted into nursing school, and they're both undocumented, and I know that the unknown is just real for them. What's going to happen? Are they going to be able to finish their education? When they finish their education, what's after that? I'm very lucky to be documented, but it still pains me. And like I said, all those memories growing up and just being in constant fear, I feel it with everybody. It's just this silent and mutual understanding, you know, that we're here for each other and that we're scared. All these families, they had to get up and go to work and send their kids off to a school that, you know, everywhere, I'm just saying everywhere, I know they're wondering, are my kids being accepted where they are right now? Are they safe from prejudice and from stares and opinions and hate? But they have to. You know, that's us as a people. We were taught to just, you wake up and you go to work and you give it your all and you come home and you take care of your family and you just do it all over again. I can't focus. And I think that's why it was so hard to show up to work, because I'm expected to just shrug it off and be okay with it. The way that people say it just kind of sounds like your favorite sports team lost, you know. It's not okay to bring that to work, and it's not like that for me. It's reality. It's every memory of being mistreated because of my skin. It's hard to just shake it off and study for the quiz that I have today and do my job. It's really hard.